I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Round Lake Beach, Vernon Hills, and Northbrook, starting at 7:30 p.m. Come out and register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the ultimate Fan Cave prize pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Heir in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Heir. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Heir, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Well, the Cubs have a new closer. This afternoon, the team completed a deal that sent outfielder Jorge Soler to Kansas City in exchange for two-time All-Star closer Wade Davis. Davis went 55-37 with 47 saves and a 3.53 ERA in 334 Major League appearances with Tampa and Kansas City over the last 8 years. The White Sox made the biggest move of the winter meetings yesterday, sending ace Chris Sale to Boston for highly touted prospects Yoan Moncada and Michael Kopech, as long as two others. Today, USA Today's Bob Nightingale reports the Sox are talking to the Nationals and Astros about a potential deal for Jose Quintana. The team has reportedly also had preliminary talks with the Cardinals about Adam Eaton. Sox GM Rick Hahn told Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner that his team has a definite idea of the kind of return they're looking for.
We have a vision of what we're trying to develop in terms of a White Sox player, and both from a on-field performance as well as what they do from a competitive standpoint and from a clubhouse presence. And taking this longer-term approach is going to allow us a better opportunity to identify and grow those types of players.
Another big deal today at the winter meetings. Infielder outfielder Ian Desmond gets a 5-year, $70 million deal from the Rockies. In football, the Bears return to practice today before they get ready to face division-leading Lions in Detroit. Eddie Royal, Marquise Wilson, Pernell McPhee, and Tracy Porter were among those who did not practice today. Head coach John Fox was asked afterwards about rumors of his contentious relationship with defensive coordinator Vic Fangio, to which Fox replied, quote, "We get along great." As for Fangio, he says he plans to be back with the Bears next year. The Bulls are off today. They'll take on the Spurs at home tomorrow. Today, the team assigned RJ Hunter and Paul Zipser to the Windy City Bulls D-League team. Blackhawks are off until they host the Rangers on Friday. This scoreboard update is sponsored by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. And get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Tours at Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
The White Sox are the topic of conversation, and they deserve to be because they did some dynamic and I think very positive things. On balance, I'm extremely pleased. I think you as a White Sox fan should be very, very pleased too.
Yeah, I mean, you heard Jim Callis talk about the third and fourth guys, and see, that's where you can really cash in on a deal like this. You collect enough third and fourth guys over these next three, four, five trades you make, and if one or two of those guys hits, you've done really well.
Yeah, the structure of this deal, the size of the deal feels right.
Boers and Bernstein, Chicago's longest running sports talk show.
Rick Hahn.
The notion of a rebuild, or whatever you want to call it, has been on the table in the past. We've had these debates over the years, even going back when I was assistant GM. There were options to tear the thing down at certain junctures, you know, going back to where we were in 07, or even, I believe, 10 or so was another break point where we could have gone that path. Now is the time, based on where we were as an organization, and frankly, what was accessible to us to make this team better in the near future. Everyone was on board with this direction at this time. There was no beating of the chest or fighting to pull it the other way. Everyone's on board and is emboldened by this direction.
So you don't want guys slicing up jerseys anymore. Is that what you're saying?
You know, you're breaking up, Barry.
Boers and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers.
Bye-bye, Quacker. Take it easy, guys.
I've got to work. Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, the problem with misspeaking immediately before you go to break is it gives
you got to wear it for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it gives the texters and emailers and everybody on Twitter time to make fun of you. Yes, I know, Wade Davis and not former Cub Wade Miller. No, they did not trade for 40-something Wade Miller.
That's a White Sox trade.
I'm just saying, it's the old Kenny trade.
The Barry trade.
Right. Mike Barry, was that the guy?
Jeff Barry,
right. But, yeah, no, Wade.
And you know
Davis.
Who did that trade to him? Danny Evans.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you want to cut my hamstrings and jump me in the organization? I'll teach you a lesson.
Time for us to go to the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Bruce Levine is on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine. He is very busy. We just heard him on the microphone. One of the few reporters that actually understands the concept of using the microphone, apparently, to ask questions of Jed Hoyer about the new acquisition. So we'll ask you, from what you've heard and what you just heard from Jed Hoyer, Bruce, does this make sense? Wade Davis simply is now installed as their closer for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like they're, you know, they're saying, hey, we're not investing $100 million into a closer. We're going to win the World Series next year with a guy that's been there twice in the last 3 years, that was an integral part of an American League championship team twice, a World Series winner once. And we'll take our chances with him and building our own closer in Carl Edwards down the line here. I think that would have been some of the questions that I would have asked Jed if there was a longer session, but we did get to talk to him on the side after they left the dais. And, you know, certainly this is a part of their thinking right now. We have a great young arm at Edwards. We only have 34 games of his experience. Let's keep him on the training wheels for another couple months. Let's see how Davis works in here, and we can go win a World Series and build our own.
Did you learn anything else when talking to him in that little side session away from the regular stuff?
You know, just that they've been talking about this for over a month, and they kept it pretty quiet up until
3 or 4 days ago. I think I wrote the story on our website 3 days ago that, you know, this was being talked about and that this was a direction that they thought they'd want to go here. And especially when you saw the Chapman money and the Jensen money going through the sky as far as years and dollars. And once I think they saw the Melanson deal for sure, where media, you know, don't want to be rough on the guy. He's been successful. But I don't see him as much more than the average closer. He gets 4 years and $65 million. I think they were pretty clear about which way they were going.
Hey, Bruce, do you think they're done with this bullpen? Or do you think going against Cleveland and seeing that what Cleveland was able to march out after the sixth inning kind of opened up some eyes and said, you know what, we're good here. We have some strength here, but let's overbuild this spot.
Here's what happens, I think, Joe, and this is what they're trying to do. They're trying desperately to obtain a starting pitcher, and the Tampa Rays have three really good ones, one outstanding one in Archer. If they can obtain a really good, young, controllable pitcher, then Montgomery can go back into the bullpen. They can change their plan about him being in the rotation, and that solidifies it. And they can even go back to Travis Wood and bring him back as a free agent. Hoyer on the side did talk about the fact that they certainly like Wood, and they're not going to talk about it in the media, but that's certainly a possibility. So they are, you know, with Montgomery starting, they have no left-handed pitching in the bullpen. They signed Brian Dunsing, but they don't know what they're going to get out of that. They have really nothing there. So they have that shutdown bullpen that they want. Montgomery should be a part of that, and a young, controllable starting pitcher to move forward the next 3 or 4 years would be ideal if they can make this happen without trading the likes of Javier Baez in a deal like that.
We took note of Jed Hoyer very casually mentioning, you know, when you play baseball for 7 months, it really is to build sort of a different bullpen. That can be very taxing. And I know he didn't mean that braggadociously, but it's the reality of the Cubs. Yeah, well, you know, when you do what we do, you have to prepare for 7 months and not just six like the rest of the teams out there.
Yeah, I guess when you win 200 games in 2 years, you can brag a little bit. And when you got those MVP types on the field and you got the Cy Young Award winners, at least the guys who are vying for it every year in your rotation, you can feel pretty good about that. It can change, and they know more than anything else that they've been very fortunate with good health in their rotation the last 2 years. They have a great medical staff. They have great training staff, but you have to be lucky to get through 2 years with only missing 4 rotation starts. They know that's not going to hold up. So getting that young, controllable starting pitcher, that's what they're going to do now. And I think, you know, from all I can dig up and, you know, I've been writing here, I still think Archer would be the perfect guy for the Chicago Cubs. Again, it would be painful, the extraction that they would take away from maybe the 25-man roster, certainly from the minor league with a possibly a Jimenez and a Hap. But in this situation, they have to build toward the future, and the future is this season as well. They have to fortify that starting rotation.
Bruce, you mentioned Archer, and I've seen some of the names other teams are talking about for him, and it's a steep price. Have the Cubs discussed, well, we feel like we have some pieces that we can move there, but at the same time, we aren't going to hedge so much that we stop this process, that all of a sudden we have a lag in waves, these waves that they've been bringing through, and all of a sudden there's a gap?
They haven't discussed it with me, but as much work as I could do on the side of it, I think they certainly have. And the fact that they only have so many blue chippers in their minor league organization, they think Ian Happ's going to be a switch-hitting offensive star with power, either at second base or left field. Eloy Jimenez is going to be a power-hitting outfielder, they believe, but those chips might have to be used because they already have a young team under contract control at the major league level. And, you know, to approach the pitching that they want to get, they're going to have to trade people like this along the way. And the possibility of using a Baez in a deal like this, I know nobody likes to hear that name, but that's the first name I was told by the people that I know on the other side that they're going to ask for in a deal like for Archer. And why wouldn't you? 5 years of contract control for Archer, $6.5 million average the first 3 years, $10 million and $11 million in years 5 and 6. And Dan, we talked about it yesterday with the 200 innings, 200 strikeouts plus. You know, this is an ideal guy for an awful lot of teams. And as Joe just mentioned, with Sale off of the market now, he's a marquee guy that people feel can be obtained out there.
Is there any possibility, and this is just me spitballing here, but why wouldn't the Cubs talk to Rick Hahn about what the price might be for Jose Quintana?
Well, you know, that's a good question, Dan, because they said pretty much, you know, that they weren't going to talk about Chris Sale with the Cubs, but maybe Quintana's another story. Now that they have their young players in the Boston deal, maybe they approach it differently. Because Quintana might not be looked at as a guy that, well, we can't trade our ace to the Chicago Cubs and then watch them win a World Series with them, but maybe they can do that with Quintana. I think that's a really good thought.
Maybe there's a fit. You know, I'm trying to think that obviously they went down the road a ways with the Nationals, and clearly they had evaluated prospects. They talked to their pro scouts, so there's already some groundwork that's done there. But I'm not trying to just be, you know, a sports radio goofball by bringing that up, because I do think it's possible that maybe again you see a young enough, capable, professional left-handed starter under contract control who's, you know, younger than some guys who, like you say, are going to be departing, but it's certainly worth a real discussion.
I guess it is, and, you know, if they like Jimenez, they like Hap, they like Underwood, some of their minor league players that they feel they could, you know, they could build on over the next 2 or 3 years, maybe the Quintana isn't as painful an extraction from the White Sox as they would have felt the way that Sale might have been. So, you know, it's worth asking the question. I'll do that today. You know, I'll ask both sides today if that's a possibility. They might not like it, but I think it's a real fair question.
Bruce, I know you talked to a lot of people at those winter meetings. I often saw you hanging around those Christmas trees in the lobby.
So, yeah, I was actually begging for money.
You and Gonzo holding up those trees. But let me ask you this. From people you've talked to, whether it's inside the organizations, outside the organizations with the Sox and Cubs, how much do you think finally the White Sox have decided to act like a normal major league organization is because they got sick of the embarrassment, or because of what happened on the other side of town, this perfect architectural model that, like I said, is one of the best ones in sports I've seen in at least 30 years. Right. Has been done in front of their in their own backyard, and now they have no choice but to try and copy it.
I think if the answer is yes, both. And you know, Rick Hahn at the GM meetings was transparent about the fact that they're not oblivious to a world championship being won with a young, energetic, controllable team on the north side of Chicago. The conversation Joe had to be with Jerry Reinsdorf,
right?
And it had to be Jerry signing off and saying, okay, what do we need to win this year? Okay, we need a center fielder, two bullpen guys, two catchers, a second baseman. We don't have enough to get those things. Let's stop the patchwork. Let's get on with the business of building a young organization. And also the residual part of that is that they'll probably save $30 or $40 million in their payroll before it's all said and done this year. And although you'll lose people initially at the gate, you know, you'll be able to use some of those dollars down the road, sign international free agents, be able to draft well, and eventually plug in free agents when you're ready to compete.
All right, Bruce, look forward to hearing from you again soon, and I'm sure you'll be calling back if there is news before we get done at 6 today.
All right, guys, thank you.
That is Bruce Levine, who is working hard in the outskirts of Washington, D.C., following the news at baseball's winter meetings. We will talk some more baseball. You know, the closer market, mentioning what Bruce said about Melanson, perhaps, you know, making a $60 million. Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal talked about what has happened since Jerome Holtzman invented the save stat and what teams have done with arbitration and how metrics are used to create some of this value and how some of this is really a mirage. that now that using old stats, it's making some pitchers look more valuable than they actually right. are, and it's undervaluing others. And we'll talk to him about how that might be changing at 2:40 on WSCR, The Score.
Get ready for game day on Ghost Bed Bears Fridays on The Score. It's Bears talk all day, starting at 5 a.m. Listen in as your favorite Score shows, along with our team of Bears experts, break down the upcoming game. If you're a Bears fan, do not miss a minute of Ghost Bed Bears Fridays, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. The Boston Red Sox worked an amazing deal for White Sox ace Chris Sale, and you know every other team in the American League is tripping hard right now because of it, especially the Yankees. Yankee GM Brian Cashman saw that deal and immediately called the Red Sox the Golden State Warriors of Major League Baseball. Quote, they've got their Durant and Green and Thompson and Curry, end quote. Wow, Cash, that's pretty rich. How quickly you forget that you were that guy, not that long ago. The Warriors of baseball. Believe me, you wish you could make that deal. And not doing so doesn't make you more responsible. It means you did not have the type of talent stockpiled that the Red Sox did to make a deal like this. Otherwise, you would have done so yourself. And why else did the Red Sox make that deal? The same reason anybody does anything, because they could, and I love it. I'm Jim Rome.
Accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars for K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Water Tower, Orland Park, Chicago Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver. I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249. An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Publisher. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
.225 The Boards and Bernstein Show. I got more baseball talk coming your way at 2:40. Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal. Some interesting stuff with him always. And boy, this Bulls team you cover, Joe Cowley, at Suntimes underscore hoops. Huh? Boy,
fun, hey, huh?
Do we ever do proppers? I'm trying to think. We did the rundown. I don't think we did proppers, did we? I don't remember. I just realized I just gave out your Twitter handle, and I hadn't even talked about, you know, the phone number of the producers or anything like that. So it's probably too late now, right?
You're either listening or you're not.
Yeah, I kind of stepped all over it, but that's all right. You know, things are different. It's the holiday season. Everybody's Christmas drunk. We got, other people in here while Terry is recovering. And so I think the
Wade Miller.
Yeah, I got Wade Miller coming in a trade, even though he's been retired. But I think the book now on what to do to the Chicago Bulls, it appears to me, I'm no basketball genius, but I think we're seeing that you don't have to be the world's best advanced scout to try to make the Bulls make shots.
Right. And hope they're off that night.
Right.
Or hope the back of the basketball card rings true and that this new Dwayne Wade and this new Jimmy Butler is not going to be there that night from outside.
Well, and what was Jimmy 0-for-4 from 3-point range last night? And you know Jimmy's going to go foul hunting. That's what he's going to, and that's, you can make a living in the NBA going foul hunting, and he's getting good at it. You know, Wade's one of the best ever at
ever.
It. I mean, one of the all-time.
You see so many people doing the Dwayne Wade.
Sure.
Move. It's ridiculous.
One of the all-time best there's ever been at it, and he's certainly not at the peak of his abilities in doing that anymore. But this is a funky thing. We knew it was going to be an odd mix, and I was always concerned about where Rondo's guy is going to go. Because the moment they get in the half court, he's going to go either to Jimmy or to Wade or wherever the ball is. And they've got to find what Phil Jackson always called a pressure release.
Yep.
Somebody who's got an angle. Somebody who's got an opening. Because they have too many below-the-rim players. It was really more exposed, I thought, in the Portland game. These live
the
wire
second one,
athletes.
Not the one in Portland.
No, the second one. Right, but right. The just long athletes. When you saw guys like Harkless and Crabbe, and just the Bulls don't have any of those guys.
No.
Portis is not a good athlete.
Bobby Portis is completely lost. There's a reason we're seeing maybe he slipped to that point. Last year, you knew what you were at least getting from him. You were going to get bad shot selection. You were going to get rebounding. You were going to get a certain amount of physicality. You were going to get energy. He's out there right now, and you have no idea what he's going to do, and neither does he. And that's bad. I mean, there's not a lot of development there. And when you're excited and you're looking forward to Doug McDermott and Michael Carter-Williams saving your day,
nah.
you're kind of in trouble.
Now, Portis was also moved down in the rotation last night because they knew.
Oh, he'd been moved down.
But you couldn't put him out there against Drummond.
No, that would have been lunch.
That would have been. Although it was,
you had to put big, as I call him, Smash. You had to put big Chris out there and hope he can kind of run into his elbow and stuff like that. Sorry.
What does Jason Goff call him? The giant infant or the giant baby?
Yeah, kind of like a big baby.
Yeah, just a Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man out there. Now, I lost a bet to my kid because, you know, we're in the car and we're just, you know, listening to the game as we're driving around. And I said, well, I said, one thing you can be sure. I'll tell you this right now.
Game of Hockaroo?
Always was, always has been, and always will be. Andre Drummond is going to get at least 18 rebounds. And so I gave him the full Hockaroo. And I said, you are Andre Drummond. You get 18 rebounds. He just does it against Bulls now. And he said, I don't think so. And I said, why? He said, because.
You like the caveman?
He said, these are his words. He said, Robin Lopez can stand there. And it doesn't sound like a ringing basketball endorsement of a guy. But I thought about it. I said, you know, you're right. He can. He's able to stand there.
He moved. I mean, you talk to opposing players. Even Taj, like when Taj Gibson talks about in practice, he's like one of the strongest
dudes
around.
He's a big, strong man.
I've seen 7-footers now walking around in their towels and stuff like that. This is a legit mammoth big 7. This isn't Joakim Noah 7-foot.
Right.
This is real 7-foot.
And a rim defender. And it proved true that against Andre Drummond, if you can just be a large person.
Be an obstacle.
And he was.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I'll chuck that one up to you. That's one in your column.
I think
there.
The first time we saw, which was the blueprint that really took no thought, pack the paint and dare them to shoot and hope they're off that night, was Atlanta preseason. And it looked ugly.
That's a good coach. Yeah.
And we saw it there. Now we've seen it now 2 or 3 games. And there's other things going on, too. There's for some reason, Lopez and Gibson aren't playing with that physicality to start games that we saw. Again, why are you emotionally only getting up for teams with winning records? Why does that happen still?
That was a last year problem.
And now it's a this year problem.
And I always say that all you got to do in this NBA is win your shoulds.
That's it.
Win the games you should win. You can pencil in 47 wins.
You're a 500 team if you beat the teams you're supposed to beat, and talent-wise you're better than, and that's about what the Bulls are, and then you sneak some out of emotion, whether it's on the road or at home. You're a playoff team.
Or a team comes into Chicago a day early, and you get the Clippers game from last.
Or you're not throwing towels in your coach's face.
Well, yeah, sometimes you have to.
Scoreboard update.
2:30 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. Wade Davis is the new closer for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. This morning, the Cubs shipped outfielder Jorge Soler to Kansas City in exchange for Davis. Davis had 2 separate stints on the DL with a forearm strain last season, but Cubs GM Jed Hoyer said today the team has no concerns about Davis's health.
Looked at the MRIs he took in July, and they looked really good. And then Dayton actually offered. He's like, I want you to feel good about this as a deal. And Dayton's a dream to work with. And so we had our trainer put his hands on him today, give him a physical, and he checked out great.
Davis will become a free agent after the 2017 season. Meanwhile, the White Sox may not be done dealing just yet. Southsiders are in serious talks with the Nationals and Astros for starter Jose Quintana, according to USA Today's Bob Nightingale. They've also talked to the Cardinals about Adam Eaton, according to Derek Gold of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Bears head coach John Fox was asked today about a report from our Mike Mulligan that defensive coordinator Vic Fangio could be leaving after the season due to a difference in coaching philosophy with Fox. Fox denied the report, says he wants everyone in his staff back. Fangio said today he plans to return to the team next year. Bears began prepping for Sunday's matchup with Detroit today. Eddie Royal, Marquise Wilson, Pernell McPhee, and Tracy Porter all held out of practice. The Blackhawks are off until they face the Rangers Friday night, but Captain Jonathan Toews was in the news today. He donated $1 million to the Dakota Community Center in Winnipeg. Bulls host the Spurs tomorrow night. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. And hey, American Express card members, you don't want to miss this. Now through December 31st, there's a big reason for you to shop small at local stores in your neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your eligible card today at americanexpress.com/shopsmalloffer. Terms apply. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
232 Sports Radio 670 WSCR. The Score. Joe Cowley sitting in for Terry Bors today. This is Dan in Hodgkins. He's on The Score.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just feel like as a lifelong 40-year-old White Sox fan, what everyone's missing is every championship team I've ever known has an identity. What are the White Sox? What does White Sox baseball
mean? That happens after you get good.
No, you got to have some sort of a philosophy. What are they trying to do? Who are they? It's been 100 years.
You're right, man. Mm-hmm. Have you been listening to Rick Hahn? It hasn't been 100 years. They won the World Series in 2005. Right?
Yeah. So what are they trying to accomplish?
Okay.
They're trying to take pitches? They're trying to build a team that is pitching dominant? Or, no, they want to take a lot of pitches? Or what, they want to play defense?
The answer is all of it. If you want to be a champion, you want to be a great defensive team, and you need to make fewer outs. You need, in baseball now, the goal is run prevention and run scoring. And the philosophy should be that if you never make an out, you can score an infinite number of runs.
Well, I remember years ago reading an article about Ron Wolf of the Packers, and I'm not a Packers fan, but he said that he can eliminate a third of the draft every year because they don't fit the system.
Okay.
And I'm just saying,
no, let him go.
All right. Why can't we have that philosophy where the Steelers, they know what they're going to do? The Packers.
He said Steelers, so I'm into it.
No. So they go, he said,
well, I don't know what would. Oh, Dan, I don't know what's going to make
so
it.
We could,
here's
really zone in on the other guys.
Okay. Here's all I'll tell you, and I'll make you feel better as a White Sox fan, that if you have listened closely to Rick Hahn, and I urge you to go to 670thescore.com and podcast the interview that we did with Rick yesterday, where he clearly and lucidly and transparently laid out what he wants to do to bring the White Sox back to a point of sustained contention. And I think you'll feel better. Okay?
Okay, you always have all the answers.
No, I did not say that I do. I'm saying that I think that our extended interview with the person in charge of the White Sox will help answer a lot of these questions and probably make you feel better.
You're the smartest guy in the room.
I didn't say that, Dan. I said that Rick Hahn, not anything I said, but what Rick Hahn... All right, I don't know if he just... I'm trying to make the guy feel better is all.
I could have just listened to that for another 20 minutes.
And I mean...
Went to the Packers and Steelers. Now, he caught my attention when he said Steelers. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not, how he equated...
And I'm not saying that I have any of the answers.
I thought you handled that as kindly as I've heard you in a while.
I'm not saying I have any of the answers, and it has nothing. I think
you're the Rajon Rondo.
I think Rick Hahn is considerably smarter than I am when it comes to baseball, and I urge you to listen to what he said, not anything that I said, and that he was still mad at me for some reason. Okay, Jared Diamond will talk baseball with us. He's of the Wall Street Journal. That's next on The Score.
Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show. 9 a.m. to 1. The Bears are 3-9 and now take on the Lions for the second time. Do they have a shot at the season sweep? We're talking about this divisional showdown right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for baseball.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
I have to answer that. And you can treat her to the very best. You don't have to go out of your way to do it. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving. to both of you. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them the score sent you and that we love you.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694. 800-986-0694. 800-986-0694.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The one thing I worry about the most on a daily basis is the bullpen. That's it. I mean, lineup construction is relatively easy. That's kind of static. When it comes down to how you're going to manipulate your bullpen nightly and who's well and who's who you're pushing too far and who can handle what kind of moment, what's the best matchup for him, that's the biggest concern on a daily basis. And I promise you that's where I lose most of my moments over is that.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon. We've been talking a lot of baseball because it's the winter meetings and when you are the flagship station of the world champion Chicago Cubs and the White Sox in town are making news. There's always baseball to be talked about, and we will continue doing that right now with Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal. He is on Twitter at Jared Diamond. And he wrote something interesting about closers and valuation and a statistic called the save that was invented by none other than longtime Chicago baseball writer Jerome Holtzman. And it's turned out to be a bit of a blessing and a curse. It has made a lot of guys a lot of money who might not have deserved it. Hell, it won Steve Bedrosian a Cy Young Award in 1987, one of the least deserved individual awards of all time. But Jared joins us now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline to talk about it. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. So, Jared, hello. And you took a long look at what's going on with what some closers are getting paid and how teams and agents now are beginning to better understand the use of modern metrics in valuing closers. What are you learning?
Well, I know there's a lot of young closers that are a little bit nervous about the possibility of being used in different ways than they have in the past. We saw this postseason that teams are a lot more willing to use their closer in creative ways, to not worry so much about the ninth inning, bring them in high leverage spots early in the game, which is great for teams, but not so great for these closers who now may be recording fewer saves. And in this financial structure that baseball set up over decades now of the one inning closer and the save being so valued, that hurts their market when they go into arbitration, even for agency for some of them, even if their underlying performance was as good as it's ever been. So while teams may want to use their closers differently, the closers themselves are a little apprehensive about it, about actually doing it, which is a big problem when the team and the player don't see eye to eye on something so important.
Jared, I understand what you're saying, but don't you think at the same time, when you see Andrew Miller out there, it really doesn't matter what inning he's in or what part of the lineup he's facing. You know great is great, and you're going to pay for that greatness no matter what the save numbers say.
To some extent, yes. But you go into these arbitration hearings, and they are largely done based on comps. What these teams do is they go, and the agents, they go into this room, and they say, well, player X received X amount of money, and therefore my player should receive that kind of money. And to this point, it's always been about saves because there isn't really another real good statistics to evaluate relievers. It's very similar to what's happened in some ways with the win for starting pitchers, which was once a very important statistic. That has fallen by the wayside because other better metrics have become accepted. That's something that eventually is going to need to happen with relievers too, where there are better metrics to determine how good they are, and they have to become accepted. But in these arbitration hearings, everyone agrees, yes, this is really the best measure of performance.
And you hear already that somebody as intelligent as Scott Boras is trying to create some of these new ideas, that he's trying to get out ahead of it. And you don't hear him talking about saves. You hear him speaking in the vernacular of high leverage outs and not necessarily finishing games, but somebody who is understood to be brought in for a critical out or a series of critical outs, be it in the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth inning. So the smart agents are already having their staffs work hard to try to quantify some of this stuff so they have a base to make their case for the high dollar contracts, even if their value isn't quite shown as easily as it has been.
Exactly. And a great agent like Scott Boras, obviously is a great agent, is going to be doing that. The challenge and what will eventually be solved, but is yet to be solved right now, is how do you get it so everyone's in agreement that it's what the numbers they're presenting, the teams are on board with, that these arbitration hearers are on board with. You need more time. You need years of data to sort of start compiling information. You know, just Andrew Miller having a great postseason is not enough to sort of start drawing real conclusions about what is valuable and what isn't. But the fact that these conversations are being had and the fact that you're coming from a good place, which is the teams and the players seem to agree that the system is currently flawed. It's much easier to make a change when both sides agree that a change needs to be made. So there are people talking about, okay, what statistics can we come up with that are better than saves? You know, how do we weight saves based on the situation where they entered the game? I've had talked to some people who mentioned a point system for relievers instead of saves. It's sort of almost like a point stand leaderboard that takes into account outs that were recorded in key situations in the seventh and eighth inning with runners on base, you know, weighted heavier than a out in the ninth inning with a three-run lead. And that's something I think you'll start seeing more of as we go along here, because there's a push for, because teams know that saving a closer for the ninth inning every single game is not the best way to win.
I also think that they have there's a better understanding of the whole inherited runners thing. The teams have found better of sussing out sort of what is really your responsibility and what's someone else's responsibility. And I do think too that players, and you mentioned the win stat, that players still, and with all year we looked at Jose Quintana, and we still hear these narratives, these tired tropes of, well, they feel bad they couldn't get him the win. And I'm always saying, who cares if he gets the win? Nobody cares. But it's not just the agents. For some reason, I do think that over time, there's still these professionals conditioned to understand that it matters, that the old numbers are going to die hard in the eyes of some of the players themselves. It's always nice to hear from some of the more progressive and educated players when they know, hey, I don't look at that. I don't worry about that. I'm trying to keep my expected fielder independent pitching as low as possible.
And Andrew Miller, we talked about him. He's been a great example of what you just described, someone that has been very adamant from the start that he understands that his most biggest value might not be pitching the ninth inning. He's a great example, but not everybody is. Like you saw Aroldis Chapman
yep.
for the last few months. He's a guy, and I don't say this in a negative way. I don't think it's an indictment of him, but he's a guy that really wants to pitch the ninth inning. And he didn't always pitch as well when he didn't pitch the ninth inning. We saw in the postseason, he wasn't always great outside of that one amazing three-inning performance, but he was better when he pitched the ninth inning. He's made it very clear that he does not like pitching before the ninth inning. That's a mindset that is going to have to be beaten out of players, because the teams don't want to do that anymore. And right now there's a lot more Aroldis Chapman types and Andrew Miller. And again, I don't mean that as a criticism of Chapman, because he's not alone, and it's understandable, because that's what they've been conditioned to believe, that the ninth inning not only gets you paid, it's also it's prestige.
I found the term that Boris created. He calls it a help pitcher, which is an acronym for high leverage premium pitcher. So rather than use the term closer, setup guy, late inning guy, Boris actually created this new term, a help pitcher. So I wouldn't be surprised if we hear more of that, but it's so savvy on his part to try to come up with something that can market his clients.
Yes, I think he realizes that the hold, which was essentially at one point invented to try to combat this exact problem we were talking about, the hold didn't really work. No one really takes them seriously. Nobody really cares about them. They're just as unsophisticated as saves are. So the fact that Scott Boris is trying to fix the hold, make it something that people care about and something more, you know, understandable, is a good thing. And look, say what you want about Scott Boris. The guy is really smart. He knows how to get money for his clients. And I think in many ways he understands baseball better than a lot of people that work inside of baseball.
Jared, what about the idea? I mean, I know what you said about arbitration hearings, but those have changed. I mean, they used to be like divorce court. Both sides came out feeling awful. And there are still some teams that stick to that model, but a lot of teams are now trying to settle before they get to arbitration. And also, they don't make it as brutal a process as it used to be once they do get in there. I know they have to get their sides in. What about the idea of continuing to doctor that so that that isn't this bad thing that it used to be? Because, I mean, we heard some horror stories. When I covered the White Sox all those years, they rarely went to arbitration. They never went to arbitration. But when they did, the Keith Folk one specifically, it was ugly. And the numbers you talked about and the stats you talked about, that's what was the thing back then. But when you talk to guys now, it seemed to have changed the last couple of years where it's not divorce court.
Yeah, certainly we've seen a big trend toward trying to avoid having to go to an actual hearing. But those hearings are bad for everybody. And for the last few years, there's been very, very few arbitration hearings. I think there was like maybe one last year. I know it was a couple of years ago where there were none. That's good, ultimately. But you still have the negotiation between the agent and the team before you get into that hearing. You know, I was talking, there's one player, for instance, just as an example, Jeremy Jeffress on the Rangers. I mentioned him in my story. Guy had 27 saves. for the Brewers and Rangers this year. He's arbitration eligible. He's going to get a really nice raise based on those 27 saves. Well, next year, he's probably not going to be closing. The Rangers have a big crop, good relief pitchers, and they're in the market for more. So chances are Jeffress is demoted, so to speak, going from closer to being a setup guy. His save count's going to go down, and I know that people in his camp are already nervous about his arbitration next year because they just know that the fact that his saves are going to go down from 27 to 12 is going to make it a much tougher case. Even forget the hearing, just negotiating with the team. And when you have trouble negotiating with the team, that makes a hearing more and more likely. It just leads to problems. And I know already that he's worried some of those other Rangers relievers agents are too, because they have a bunch of relievers who are going to see their saves total go down, really by no fault of their own, just because the Rangers happen to have a really good bullpen.
Jared, lastly and quickly, all the talk about Andrew Miller and the way that he was used and what Terry Francona did and Joe Maddon did to some extent, I love the fact that when actually asked about it during the World Series and say, hey, Terry, have you stumbled on something here? Is this going to be the new normal for your bullpen? And he said, whoa, 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 wait a second here. This is the postseason. Said, I can't do this during the regular season, but it still sounds to me that not enough people heard his answer to that.
Right.
That there are still people saying, well, this is a whole new world.
Innovative.
And they're reinventing bullpen usage. And sure, there's a better understanding of leverage, but it doesn't necessarily mean that from a practical standpoint, from a routine standpoint, for something in the middle of May or the beginning of August, that it makes any sense to start doing something like this yet. I mean, I don't think we're there yet. And he was even Francona himself saying, wait, the postseason is a different game.
Well, I think there's a few points there. Number one, certainly you will not see Andrew Miller, someone like Andrew Miller's workload to be that level. You're definitely going to start seeing managers regularly bringing in Andrew Miller or whoever else in the fifth inning, even when the starter's pitching well, you know, pushing him as far as they do. That is strictly a playoff concept. There's no doubt about that. Andrew Miller threw like 20 innings in the playoffs last year. He pitched every single game, multiple innings. Obviously, that's not going to happen. But what I do expect to continue, whatever Terry Francona is saying now, I do believe that he is going to be using his bullpen not in these strictly defined roles where Andrew Miller and Cody Allen, whoever else they have, you're going to see them used differently. You might see Miller come in even if just for one batter earlier in the game than you would maybe normally. Instead of saying, okay, Shaw's in the seventh, Miller's in the eighth, Allen's in the ninth. No, I think there's going to be a lot more of sort of, okay, when do we unleash Miller? Who's coming up in the batting order? There's some lefties coming up in the sixth inning, and I want Miller, that's the inning I want Miller pitching in. And that's more realistic. It's not about increasing their workload to that insane level you saw in the playoffs. But when you decide to unleash your weapons, when you give them the innings they're going to pitch, I do think is going to be different. I think you're not going to see Cody Allen, for instance, have 40 saves next year because I think Miller's going to pitch the ninth inning sometimes. Even Shaw might pitch the ninth inning sometimes just because of matchups and the situation in the game. And honestly, I think that's smart. I think it's very clear that these defined strict roles and doing everything to make sure you only pit this guy in the seventh, this guy in the eighth, this guy in the ninth, it really isn't the smartest way to try to win games.
Jared, we appreciate it and look forward to reading more thoughtful stuff from you and perhaps having more conversations down the road.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.
That is Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal. Next up, another thoughtful baseball mind, Isaac Bennett of Baseball Prospectus Wrigleyville, will evaluate the Cubs' acquisition of Wade Davis for Jorge Soler. That is next.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes. And everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
And when they have too much wine on their hands, sometimes their bottling is finished and there's wine remaining, they call Cameron and say, hey, you want it? He says, absolutely. He goes in, he buys it up, and then he can sell it to you at a fraction of the price with a number and his name on the bottle. That's the deal. And he just can't disclose exactly where it came from, but he can certainly drop some hints. And he's been featured in the Wall Street Journal and in Forbes and Wine Enthusiast, Wine Spectator. This is serious industry cred. We're talking 90-point reviews on multiple wines. And here's what I'm really excited about, and I'm going to grab some of this. The 2014 Red Blend, it's lot 575, and this is from Washington State. And if you are a wine nerd, you know that Washington State cabs and some of these Bordeaux style blends are rivaling Napa and Sonoma for their quality right now for a lot of reasons, because there's some really good winemakers working in Washington, and some climatic changes are making some of the soil there more arable for some of these big wines. And this is Red Mountain AVA, the smallest in Washington. It is a blend of mostly Cabernet with a little bit of Merlot and a little bit of Syrah. And you're talking about this equivalent juice from Napa at about $75 to $100 a bottle. And this is, you know, you're talking about one of these opaque, dark wines with an intense nose of dark berry fruit. You get that cherry and red rock and chocolate notes with this structured tannins on the back. Lot 575 is $16 a bottle. That's crazy. And right now, on your first order of three or more bottles, you get free shipping and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. This is a no-brainer. Free shipping is a huge savings. How you get it? Go to chwine.com, use my code DAN at checkout. That's it, just D-A-N. Free shipping, free sommelier corkscrew in your first order of three bottles or more, chwine.com. That's chwine.com, shop for your wine, and then at the end, enter DAN. The one I just talked about here, this Red Blend, lot 575.